The Bachelor Bowl presents, Will You Accept This Roach?
Okay.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
I'm already laughing.
I know. Welcome back to Will You Accept This Roach? This is the podcast where we get stoned and we watch The Bachelorette.
We're watching The Bachelorette.
You join us in our live commentary of us, you know, getting progressively stoned and live reacting The Bachelorette. We don't know why you're here, but we are happy to have you.
I mean, I know why I'm here, because somehow you made me see the beauty of this show, but it only works when you're stoned.
Like, it only works when you're stoned. The people who are sober watching this, I have several questions.
Yeah.
I'm like perversely fascinated by your existence.
Yeah, I'm like, okay,
how can you pull it off, man? I just don't understand.
What I'm wondering is, what do you see in it? Because we see other things.
That's
the whole point of this. Yeah. This is how I got into this show, getting really stoned with Jesse and watching The Bachelor.
Like, I introduced Judy to this many years ago. It was right before the pandemic when Pilot Pete brought on...
Pilot Pete was my first season.
Well, Pilot Pete was the one who brought on the pandemic.
Yeah, he personally brought on the pandemic.
Yes, it was all Pilot Pete's fault. We blame Pilot Pete for COVID-19, okay?
Why?
Because his season was chaos.
So,
and also,
you think
he's a pilot. There's a conspiracy theory.
I get it. He's a pilot. He could have done it.
It was his fault, guys.
It was him that brought us the wonderful season of Claire Tatia during COVID. That's like basically my favorite season.
Oh my god.
Like,
that season was so
weird.
It was a weird time in my life where the only people I saw were Judy and my boyfriend Kyle, who looks like Logan, but also is like not dead like Logan.
Oh, you mean Creepy Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's not talk about Claire Tatia or Pilot Pete.
Anything else but this
episode. We are talking about Charity.
Charity
season.
We are 4.5 minutes into the episode. We've watched the preview episode two.
There's been some questionable fashion choices, mostly from Brayden.
Okay, I have some thoughts about Brayden's outfit.
Yes. What do you think?
I like it.
You like it?
I kind of do, because he's
the
so
scarf.
He's
the
so
earrings,
different from everyone.
The glasses.
Here.
The ponytail.
Here's the thing. It's everything. It's too much all put together.
It's so
like,
much.
All those things together, maybe not, but I see nothing wrong with any of these things individually. Maybe it's a bit much all put together.
Oh, like, it's way too much all put together.
I like the earrings, but maybe not with the ponytail and the big scarf.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe, like I just have nothing against any of these things, so I'll say that I do like his outfit. I'll give it a thumbs up, maybe not all together.
I wouldn't give it a thumbs
one of these things
up because
maybe
of
no
the
scarf.
Assembly.
I almost wonder, okay.
The scarf is way too much. It's so questionable. He even said it himself. He acknowledged, like Father Palmer
called him out.
Yeah, Father Palmer comes in and he was just like, Brayden is just like,
what's up with
I
the
got
outfit?
The first impression, Rose, so fuck it. And
no, first he said, what's up with the outfit? And
Brayden described the scarf like a tablecloth.
He honestly, I liked his answer. He was just like, I don't know, whatever. I just was feeling the scarf this morning. I know it kind of looks like a tablecloth, but like, whatever. I'm just doing it. And I was like,
Brayden,
yeah, good answer. Like,
you fucking unicorn.
He said, I like to have fun. And I'm like, I like you, Brayden.
You party
I do.
Animal.
I don't know. I just like him.
You
and
are
I like
the
earrings.
Master of chaos.
It's too much altogether. But like, yeah, those are my thoughts on that.
He is something else, man.
He is something else. I think he's only like 24 or something. Like,
yeah.
I think he's one of the young ones.
Yeah.
And I find him kind of interesting, weirdly enough, because he's kind of different from all the other guys here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he sticks around. I think he's going to be drama. He was already drama in the first episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the big conflict of episode one, but he seems to be doing fine. He just needs to, he even acknowledged though, he said like, yeah, I know sometimes I like speak before I think. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe it'll be okay. Like,
I don't know. The whole outfit is just, it's very different from everybody else. It is noisy.
I know. It's noisy.
It's loud.
I like it though.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
So let's talk about someone else's outfit.
Yeah.
Van Woodson, hilariously, is wearing a fucking dark blue kind of like vest, like puffer vest.
Yeah.
One that you would wear like when running or when like walking your dog,
yeah,
or like a puffer vest. And of course, Van Woodson to me is like this fucking Ivy League graduate. And he probably exactly. works, his, in, he his probably works in stocks or in Bitcoin. He's definitely pronounced. Like a crypto bro.
He has a very pronounced chin.
Pronounced chin,
he looks like
hair.
Aragorn.
He's been, what?
Oh, like, mean, like from Lord of the Rings. He has a Viggo Mortensen chin.
But you know who else he looks like, which I was very appreciative on Instagram. I don't remember who posted it, but like comparing him to like the guy from
Shrek. The Shrek,
I was like,
guy.
Yes.
Like, not the short prince, but like the tall, blonde, dumb prince from Shrek 2.
The tall,
2.
Blonde, dumb prince.
Yes.
From Shrek.
Yes.
No, it's from Shrek 1. He's
no,
in the first
no,
one
no,
too.
No. The one from Shrek 1 was the short prince.
Right,
that was
the second. Oh, John Lithgow, right?
Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad. It's
Lord
not
Farquaad.
It's the other dude.
It's the other guy. It's
he,
not
Van
Lord
Woodson
Farquaad.
Resembles
Van
this
Woodson.
Dude. So anyway, he's wearing this vest, and because
I'm not stoned enough.
And because he went to like an Ivy League school. And, you know, is now in, like, works on Wall Street or, like, is in stocks or, like, you know, trading or, like, crypto,
he invested.
Whatever. He did all this shit with, like, all the capital that, like, his parents gave him. Yeah. But he's wearing a vest that reminds me of the Instagram account Midtown Uniform.
Midtown Uniforms.
I've been obsessed with this Instagram account for years. It's, like, I found the perfect, like, thing that matches exactly what Van Woodson is wearing. By the way, Van Woodson is Sean. In case nobody listening knows who the fuck
yeah,
I'm talking about.
Yeah, his name is Sean.
But I decided in
Van
episode
Woodson.
One that his last name and name was
no, his
Van
full
Woodson.
Name. Like, he doesn't name. Have any other name. It's just Van Woodson. There's no first name. There's no last name. There's just Van
Check
Woodson.
This out. Just read this. I'm thinking of opening a brunch spot in Midtown and calling it Chad's Wife Frida. Chad, Tad, and Brad.
Chad, Tad, and Brad.
They all look exactly the same. I can't believe I just read a
Van Woodson.
I just read a meme out loud, which is, like, so funny. But
it's
look at this one.
We still crush an espresso martinis at Soho's house later from Landon and Brandon.
They all have like the same fucking names.
Oh, God.
It's genius. Anyway,
it's
he's wearing
wonderful.
The same outfit. I'm
and
very
it's
excited.
It's so delightful.
Someone is about to get the one-on-one date.
Yes. Father Palmer will hand out the one-on-one date. We're about to find out. We haven't seen Charity yet. No, we have seen Charity yet. She was
like
wearing a green shirt and she was screaming at some people about how she's going on a date. It was
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, she was just kind of like, you know.
She's
yay.
Eager.
Yay.
She's excited.
Dated 19 men. Yay. That's basically what she did.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep watching.
Okay.
Okay, like, I don't feel like I'm stoned enough for this.
No, I really... Where's Barb?
Where's Barb? I'm getting Barb out right now. Where is the lighter? Oh, God.
Here. I can help. I have a lighter.
You
here.
Can help. I don't here. Know where mine is. I'll find it later.
It's okay. So,
anyway,
I'm surprised that Barb isn't fired up. Barb is our bong. Well,
Barb
it's
is
Judy's
our bong.
Bong.
It's named after Barbara Weber.
One time for Judy's birthday, I actually got Barbara Weber to do a cameo.
Oh, my God.
And,
it was
and
amazing.
I told Judy at the beginning that I was like, you're not stoned enough to receive this gift. And then I waited until she was stoned enough and then she received
well,
the gift.
But let me put it, give you a little more context with this. Like, not only was I super stoned while watching this, but I was at a house party at my own house.
It was her own house party.
Like, so many people were there.
Yeah.
And then Jesse like kind of pulls me into like, this other area of the house.
I pulled her into my area of the house
yeah.
where I live.
Yeah, this other area away from everyone else. And she's just like, Judy, you're finally ready. Because she, like, got me pretty stoned, like,
oh,
to prep.
It was all strategic.
And I was like, what is this? What is this about? And she's just like, I'm about to give you your birthday gift. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And then she shows me a cameo that Barbara Weber made for me. It was so good.
And Barb didn't realize what a bong was.
Oh, God, it was amazing. We posted
it. Was
it.
Amazing.
We can post it again. Because
we
it was,
need to
it was,
post it again.
It was truly, like, one of the greatest gifts I've ever received.
Thank you.
It was, like, it was mind-blowing.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. But
anyway. Oh, my God. Barb's
so,
a great bong, but she's extremely harsh.
She's volatile.
I have to put ice
like, real
in
life
her
Barb.
Still fucking harsh.
Oh, my God.
Like,
she is
still
a,
fucking harsh.
Yeah, she marches to
she,
the beat of her own
she's
drum.
She's not to be fucked with.
Yeah, you don't fuck with Barb.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We were talking
we're
about Aaron.
Aaron got the first date card.
They're going in a red Mustang away to something.
Yeah.
They're building something together that will last a century.
Yeah.
Raiden
that was it.
With the shitty scarf thing is sad. Because he thinks that...
He's sad. He's like, oh, now I have no advantage over anyone. It's true, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, anymore. She's now, here to now date 30
A-Aaron,
people.
Now A-Aaron will actually have the advantage over everyone.
Ooh.
If he stays.
Ooh, the competition begins.
So I think A-Aaron is going to get far.
Just, I do, too. Just,
I also think Xavier...
I think Xavier's going to get far. I've had
strong feelings about, like...
Me too.
Yeah, that yeah. interaction between yeah. them. But, yeah. like, I kind of don't remember the other guys. Like, I remember some of them, but I don't remember if they have a connection with her or not.
No, you know what I mean? A-Aaron and Xavier stuck out to me. John, the data scientist, also did. And then everybody else just kind of stuck out because they were weird.
Yeah, Hawaii yeah. guy also stuck out to me. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. It's too early to tell. Episode 2 just started. We're 7 minutes in. Let's keep watching.
Okay.
Okay, so we're like 11 minutes, 42 seconds in.
You were just like, we need to talk. And I was like, okay.
We need to talk.
What do we need
so
to
So they're having like on? This conversation, A-Aaron and Charity.
They're under the them, Hollywood sign.
Right, they drive way up into the Hollywood Hills, park in this area that people are not normally allowed to just go to.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
But they can because they're like yeah. filming a show. Mm-hmm. And they are just sitting and having like a picnic and champagne and checking it out. It's pretty cool.
It is, he honestly. He likes it a lot. Yeah.
It's and very, like, it's very
it,
cool.
Honestly, like, it it's is pretty cool. It's low-key
cool.
I didn't realize that the Hollywood sign was 100 it years was old. It was
its 100th anniversary then.
I mean, good for that sign.
Good for that sign.
Good for that.
Good for that sign.
Good for that sign.
We're proud of that sign.
Good job, Hollywood.
Good job, Hollywood.
You're doing great.
But they end up having, like, such a meaningful conversation about what they both value, but it's like so fucking generic.
It is. It's so, all about like, you know, my parents have been together for so long and I just want the kind of love, the relationship. Also been together.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No.
But they're having like settling down.
They're having settling down conversations yeah. and they're like not even in specific ways, but literally Charity's like, oh my God, I want a kind of love that lasts for a long time. My parents have been married 48 years. And he's like, oh wow, my parents have been married for a super long time too. You know,
yeah, yeah.
We have models of love where they stick it out and they're together forever. Yeah, like we have yeah. that model to look up to.
Yeah.
And I wonder like, but does that make you a better match for each other? If you have the model, like just because, say you have parents that did not stick it out and stay together.
Well,
like, does that make you, like, an incompatible partner? Like,
not necessarily. Or does because, that make like,
you traumatized in a way where, like, you just don't understand the concept of...
Or maybe if you've
fighting
seen,
for love. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seen, what is this whole idea?
Well, like, maybe, I don't know because my parents aren't divorced, but maybe somebody who has grown up watching their parents divorce saying, I will not let that happen and I will exactly. love... someone the way that my parents did not love each other.
Oh, exactly.
Other,
you know? So, like, so who's sort to of say that that's...
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like questioning this whole, like...
It's not like the be-all and end-all.
Like, exactly, Jesse. Yeah. You phrase it way better than me because yeah. I'm thinking, like, yeah, a person who didn't have that model could still be just
exactly.
as good in,
exactly.
in
because,
that way.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that their experience of love is permanently ruined or their perception right. of what love is or what a loving relationship...
Because they didn't have a model in their yeah. parents, you
but
know?
Maybe they didn't, but maybe they learned it from somebody else.
Somebody
or
else.
Just learned that this example didn't work and will do. Or maybe their divorce yeah. was amicable and
yeah,
their parents were able to co-parent very wonderfully, but just not be married, you know?
You know, there's so many variables. So many variables. This is why I really question her just being like, oh my God, me too. Oh my God, I also have that. And then in her interview, her being like, it's so good that he has that model of how to be in a relationship.
The biblical model of love.
Like that's exactly what I have. God. Like I'm just like, okay, man, like
yeah.
we get it.
Yeah.
Like
good for you.
Good for you guys.
Good for you.
They seem very compatible.
They're so compatible.
And they kissed and they seem very compatible.
Well, and she's like, well, they're both cutting straight to the chase of yeah. like, do you want marriage? Do you want kids? Because like they only have a few weeks. So they're like answering yeah. the questions right away.
They kind of are. They're like, imagine our kids sitting here and looking at that sign. And he's like, yeah. like I'm like, okay.
Good job.
It's a lot for a first date, but this like, is a fast process.
But you're doing it. You're
you
doing
have to
it.
Talk about yeah, this shit on date
you're off
one.
To the races, you know?
You are off to the fucking races.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So
I think a step up the staircase of love has just been a step ascended.
Yes. A very, very small one by Charity.
She said about A-Aaron, feelings have developed.
Yeah. It's such a little one.
feelings have developed.
Yeah.
It's a micro step, but it is a step.
It's a step. It's super small.
Super small.
You know what's funny? The last super small step that happened on the last episode was a really long-winded one, remember?
Yes, it was like, I could see myself having the potential to date her and want to marry her in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was something ridiculous. Like, yeah. We really gotta write them down.
We really do.
We gotta write them down. Because, like, yeah, the steps on the staircase.
Happens when we watch the show when we're, like, extremely stoned. I'm also not stoned enough for
this. I'm not stoned enough for this shit.
I know.
Aaron and her are, you know, very compatible.
They are very compatible.
Is that what we were saying?
Yes.
I'm stoned.
Let's keep watching.
Let's keep watching.
Okay. Harry Sativa, I tell you.
Oh, man, that's some good shit.
It just hit me like a punch in the face.
Our friend, we won't say his full name.
Harry the Wizard.
Yeah. He grows really amazing weed.
Yeah, he does.
It's really great sativs.
Thank you, Harry.
It's really good.
We should get him on the podcast.
No. No. I could not.
No?
I just can't. No, I just can't. It's too much.
Too much.
I can get stoned with him, but I can't watch this with him. Like, I just can't. I get stoned with him all the time.
It's
but, like,
true. I do too.
I, like, can't watch this with him.
That's
just
so funny.
You know what he's like. He, like, he'll talk for, like, hours.
This is true.
Yeah. Like,
this is a bad idea. I'm sorry, Harry. We love you, but...
We love you.
Anyway.
Oh my God. So let's just talk about a couple things. Yes. Number one, I believe that they're kind of... So they're getting this one dude to say that he thinks that he's all like... So here's what he says. After Aaron leaves and they're on their date, they go back to the guys and that one guy, I don't remember his name.
He's just like, I can look around and I can tell who's here for the wrong reasons and who's here for the right reasons. I'm glad Aaron got the date because he's here for the right reasons.
Basically, yeah. And then he's like, but some people might be here for the wrong reasons. And then there's just all of a sudden a few clips of Brayden just, playing in the pool or like, hey, like, just not doing anything wrong, just, like...
No, just being a dude.
Just being a dude. Like, I don't know. So, it's
they
almost,
all have
like,
an
they're giving...
to kill, so.
They're giving him, like, a fucking edit. They're giving him,
like, the annoying
he's in the preview.
Edit.
He's got some drama coming. Like, he's in the preview.
I think it's, like, they're punishing him for the scarf. I feel like it's a punishment for the scarf.
No, I think it started off with him being... I think they took advantage of, like, him... already kind of pissing guys off in episode one.
Yeah.
Because of him. Yes, he legitimately just seemed very excited, but he also like just didn't have to talk about it that much. It's just not good form, you know?
No, it really isn't.
Like,
no.
Especially with a bunch of guys you're just meeting like that fucking night.
Yeah.
Just like, it's not the best thing to do.
It's bad sportsmanship.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad sportsmanship.
The other guys, you're not the only one who got a kiss. There were like four others who got a kiss and they never said anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they were being like gentlemen about
just,
it.
Just like, cool your tits, Brayden.
Cool your titties, Brayden. Anyway, let's also talk about Charity's fucking dress.
Yes.
I love
fashion.
It. Fashion. Basketball
it
fashion.
It is this beautiful burgundy color. It's sparkly.
Purple-ish.
It's velvet.
Velvet. It's a,
I don't like,
it's a corduroy velvet.
I have
it's striped
a
velvet.
Phobia of velvet. Like, I legitimately cannot touch velvet without it just giving me the heebie-jeebies, you know?
Yeah, Jesse has an issue with velvet. I do not, however.
I enjoy the sight of it.
Yeah.
It's
nice looking, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
I wish
it's like
I could be so luxurious without it completely grossing me out.
Yeah. Anyway,
the corduroy
does
not help.
It also has a cool shimmer to it, but not too much.
It's sparkly.
A little sparkly. It also is one side a long sleeve and the other side like a spaghetti strap, like plunge
thing. With a plunge halter top.
It's so cool.
And she's wearing like her eyeshadow is sparkling in the same color
the
as the
same
dress.
Color.
It's matching perfectly. Like it and it just she just looks gorgeous in it.
Yeah.
It really suits her.
It's really a cool dress.
It's
very,
so
very,
cool.
Very,
it's
very cool.
Elegant. They are in a theater in Los Angeles, like after they made out under the Hollywood sign. They go to this theater that looks like the same theater from the movie Inglourious Basterds, where we have the famous Italian scene, which in my opinion is just like one of the funniest moments in cinema. Buongiorno.
Yeah. So
let's keep
Is there
anything else
to
say?
No, I was gonna say something else because he just Aaron just told like his sad relationship story.
Oh, it's
this is
pretty
why
much
I
exactly
to
the same as Charity's.
So, well, not Yeah, he.
It was
he
like charity
like he
was
on
in
the
like
other
a,
side of it.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Seemed, no, he literally was like, "Here's what he said." He said, "I was in a 4-year relationship. I was not the best boyfriend. I wanted to get better, so I checked myself into therapy." He
checked
said
himself into
and then
therapy.
He's like, "And then because I wanted to be like emotionally sensitive, girls I was dating would like flirt with other guys openly in front of me, and I was just trying to be supportive and like." Family is so important to me. Like it was, I was just like,
it was
wait
all
a minute,
over
bro.
The place. Yeah.
So you just said you were in a 4-year relationship. You said nothing about your ex-girlfriend and
yeah.
Just literally said, I wasn't the best boyfriend, which is good if he admits that.
Maybe
and good if he works on himself.
Him.
I'm just wondering like what the fuck went on there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I am very curious because it was yeah. Kind of a non-answer when yeah, it's very much sounds like he was in a long-term relationship and he got dumped because of his inability to be emotional.
Well,
or
why was he like I think I'm curious to know why was he not the best boyfriend.
Yeah,
I really think if someone brings that up on a date, like no, like okay, not that I would ask someone that on a first date, but
yeah.
Like this is accelerated, this
yeah.
Is like, you know,
I don't know,
18 dates or something in
yeah
their first, you know what I mean,
yeah.
The first date is so big, I would just
yeah.
Be wondering. I wouldn't ask right now.
Well, I mean,
I would just
their
be wondering,
first date
like,
is different than like our first date.
No, exactly, I know that. I would not ask someone that on a real first date.
No.
In the real world.
No.
But in this world, it's super accelerated.
Yes,
so
obviously,
it's like,
yeah. So that's why they're all about, like, all of a sudden, let me tell
like
you about all my
history. All my
yeah.
History and all my
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. They always cut to the chase.
Yeah, yeah. But that's his sad story, that he
so,
was a shitty boyfriend and girls flirted with other guys in front of him.
And
like,
now,
that's
and
all
Charity commended him for it.
She was just like, yeah.
I commend you.
I commend you for, like, I think, like, commending for, like, making himself, you know,
yeah.
Not be a shitty boyfriend
yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and like work to improve himself.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
but she's got to find out why he said that.
Super
like,
curious.
Like
about
what
that.
Was the deal with that?
Yeah,
yeah. I would literally just be like, okay, why did
I
that
know.
4-year
like,
relationship
now
end?
That you mention, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
I'm not. She's not gonna ask him now,
no,
but
no.
Like, I want to know.
I want to know too.
Yeah, when someone says something like that, it's like a little bit cryptic. Okay.
Wow. Sorry, I kind of zoned out for a
I
bit.
Zoned out for a second.
So
I'm like, we're pretty fucking stoned.
We,
so Aaron and Charity's date is over.
Yeah, they went into like some theater in like the
yeah, yeah,
Inglourious Basterds place. There was like the Christian
yeah.
Country pop girl.
Oh, Christian
she,
country pop
she's
girl.
Sarah, of course.
She's not Christian though. It's just she's I think she's just like a country pop singer.
Yeah, but she wasn't overtly atheist either.
I wasn't overtly atheist. Jesse,
you know,
can sense these things.
Yeah, I can smell your religion.
Yes.
It's organic.
It's so organic.
It's organic.
Yeah.
It reinforces my belief in the Bachelor universe and that there is some sort of spiritual deity that cares about what the fuck we're doing.
I can
for
smell
for why you
your...
do, we don't understand.
I can smell your religion.
I can
see
your religion.
Because we only come up with shit like this while we're stoned and watching this show, we don't remember any of this tomorrow. Like, you know,
why would we?
We won't remember this tomorrow.
Why
Ellie.
Would we?
Like not in this much detail.
No.
So we gotta write it down.
Yeah, it's important.
It's important.
I mean, we're smoking Harry Sativa.
We're
so.
Smoking. I was trying to like come up with a clever name for like Harry and Sativa.
Hativa.
I don't know. Or we can just name it.
Yes.
You know what? We're going to give it a name. It's going to be Bachelor related somehow.
And Harry's going
to
love it.
He's going to have to accept
he's
it.
He's going to have to accept
he's
that roach.
He's
going to
have to accept that roach.
Oh my God.
100%.
Harry, 100%. We're coming for you.
We're coming.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. We,
okay,
we,
so
actually
sorry.
Forgot
we actually forgot
that
what we were talking
about. We had
about.
To keep.
We got too
yeah,
stoned.
We actually are here for a purpose.
Yeah, yeah. So we missed the fact that, I think the guy from Hawaii, Joey, was the one who got the one date. Because I don't remember
no,
him being
no.
called.
Oh, well, I don't
the
know
next
if there's going to be another one. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
I think there's going to be another one-on-one date.
Not in this episode.
Oh, really?
I would imagine. Like,
we're
25 we've already,
minutes in.
So then there's enough time for another, like,
what,
a group date
a
and then
cocktail party
and a roast ceremony
and then a roast ceremony cocktail party right
and well yeah like yeah
and
so
then, okay so you don't think
date,
there'll be another
cocktail
one
par- party roast ceremony end of episode
wait
I think
a
that
minute,
will cap
minute,
us
Jesse.
Off at an hour and a half
yes but hold on
what
all the so you're saying more than one guy didn't get called
yes
oh okay
yes.
Okay okay so
it's
not
that
everyone.
The pool is that big still
oh I see what you mean there are
yeah.
19 guys
yeah.
there
yeah
It's true. Yeah. They're not going to have 18 guys on a date together. They're probably going to have like 10.
Nope.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we're going to see that. Oh, yeah. No, that's actually a really good point. That's way too many people for one date. We're still at that. We're only in episode 2.
We're still but young in the season.
Okay, right.
This is still fresh. Right. We're all so naive and young.
Some
tragedy
are...
has not struck us yet.
Not yet. We still know
this is the first
too many
half
guys
of
there.
The movie Titanic. We haven't reached the second VHS tape yet.
We have not reached the second VHS tape yet.
No, we're not there yet. We're not there
yet. Jesse, I love that. I had that. I had the double VHS.
Everybody did.
I love it.
It was so good.
I'm so happy.
Oh my God. I know that Titanic's like super trendy right now.
Wasn't it always trendy? Because I've been obsessed with it for my whole life.
I mean, we all know what happened like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it's trendy.
That's why it's all trendy.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Crazy. Sorry. This is what happens. You know,
that place is cursed.
You bought a really fancy grave.
Yeah. That
it was
place
a really,
is cursed,
you spent a lot of money on that beautiful grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even get there.
No. No.
They didn't even get there.
No, they just turned into.
So sorry this happened. Yeah.
Anyway. Crazy. Anyway.
Oh my God, Titanic is trending!
Yay!
Titanic. So another thing that happened was Brayden all of a sudden started being a little obnoxious.
Yes.
I think he just got all weird and nervous. Like, I feel like
Brayden's
just a
little
awkward.
I'm gonna beat you all in this competition.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna do my
do
best
whatever
in the
it takes.
Do whatever it takes. I'm gonna like
and
do whatever.
We're just like, oh,
and everyone's
bud.
Like, okay, like no one's
nobody's
saying anything.
It,
no one's saying anything.
There's nothing to say.
Yeah, he's being a little annoying, and I'm like, Brayden, come on.
Just,
you don't want to get yourself
shut
kicked
the fuck
off.
Up, Brayden.
He's gonna get kicked off.
He's
I don't think he's gonna get far. I don't know.
No,
he's already early drama.
He's oh, you're so
he's
awkward.
Early drama. Yeah.
Bless your little heart, Brayden.
To be honest with you, I don't think anyone in this show who has drama surrounding them in episode 1 actually last that long.
No.
Because there's got to always be an early dramatic story
in
the season.
Of course.
And it's going to be him.
Yeah.
I can already see it.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
let's keep watching.
Let's do it. Something
holy
most magnificent
shit.
Has
Something
just
amazing
happened.
Amazing just happened. Okay.
Oh my God.
So the guys.
The world's transcended for a second.
Oh my God. So the guys, the 12 guys on the group date, are going to participate in the 5th or 6th like dodgeball
bachelorette bowl.
Yeah, so
it's
so
kind of like
instead of
the
like,
bachelor bowl, which is us,
like the Super
except
Bowl, but
maybe,
like and us.
But what if there is actually a bachelorette bowl out there, and there is a stoner podcast,
bachelorette bowl? I mean, that would be a good name for a podcast.
And maybe they are like our soulmates.
I mean, maybe we could just make that up. Let's patent that name, Bachelorette Bowl.
Okay, let's
do that.
It's
ours. It's ours. Sorry, it's ours.
Yeah, there's no soulmates.
There's no soulmates. So anyway, something amazing just happened. They were running through a bunch of like things that happened on previous seasons of The Bachelorette with dodgeball. Pretty much. Oh, I think there was girls once, but like it's pretty much like a lot of it's guys.
Yeah.
And it's when Yosef is all like, imagine what my family, what
my
daughter would
My daughter
would,
think. Would see this.
If she saw me stripped
oh
like that,
God.
If I was on that date.
Oh
like,
my God.
It's completely classless. And he says a lot of like shitty things to her.
But then one of the guys from this season.
From this season, they're wearing this little pink like thongs.
Yeah,
they're
bright
not quite
pink or
the
bright
same.
Green.
They're not as revealing as when it was on Claire's season.
But they're
still,
they're very revealing.
Yeah, they're wearing like sports cups in there.
And that's pretty much it. And like they're all running on. And then somebody in his interview is just like, just think, Yosef's daughter could be watching this.
Yosef, I can't believe we're doing this when Yosef has a daughter at home. That like throwback.
It went full circle.
To like fucking 9 seasons
What a wonderful
ago.
Reference.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm sure that somebody, he either has watched that season or a producer told him that happened.
Think Yosef's daughter could be watching.
Yeah, Yosef's
like, what a
daughter.
Wonderful
like,
reference.
That's amazing. Well done.
Like,
well
wow.
Done.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 on
Good
that
for
one.
You. I don't know who you are.
I don't
are.
Even know what his name is.
I forget. We need to talk.
We need to
I'm
talk.
I'm not stoned enough. Fucking Man. Caleb the Cowboy.
Caleb the Cowboy.
Drew 316 on his fucking chest.
Like, drew it.
Yes. It's a reference to John 3:16, which is a Bible verse that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that no matter who believes in him, they will never die but have eternal life." Every fucking Christian knows that fucking bullshit. Yeah, I see what you're after.
I see what you're after.
What a strategy.
Wow.
He is playing the game.
Wow.
He either believes it or he's like smart enough.
Wow. Interesting.
I think he might believe in it and it scares me.
I think he believes in it. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I think he believes in it.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep watching.
I'm not stoned.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. Get stoned, man. Get stoned.
I'm so upset. I feel so weird. It makes me uncomfortable. This fucking show.
This fucking show. the date's over. Fucking Adrian won the MVP.
Yep. And now the pink
Caleb,
team.
Caleb did not.
No, he did not. So 316 did not make it.
Yeah, yeah. So 316 did not make it. The pink team is going to the after party.
Party.
And they're sad.
They're so sad.
Fashion. Okay, batch ball fashion.
Charity's outfit for after the group date is, it's like a black and white, like sequined plaid top pant thing. Why?
I'm confused about it.
It's black and white.
Like, here's the thing.
It's not good.
I think it could potentially be a very cool outfit if not for the plaid pattern, the black and white plaid. That's my issue with it, really.
Sequins.
I think the sequins could potentially work with a different color.
Okay.
I like the tank top and long, wide pants. Like,
yeah.
They're potentially... Oh, and I think we actually missed the fact that they're, like, they've got, like, circles on them.
Yeah.
I don't think they were solid.
No.
Shit, we gotta look at this more.
I don't know.
We'll report back about the pants in a moment, but the shirt is just, like... You know that,
I'm not a fan.
You know that kind of bead iron stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where yes. You'd like make a...
Where you like, make like the you, shape and then you iron
with
it.
With
yes.
The beads that slide into the plastic thing
yes.
And you iron it and you make like a thing.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
those things don't exist.
Yeah,
anymore,
like,
do
you
they?
Know, your childhood.
That's what her dress looks like.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yes, I absolutely do. Now that you say that, I'm like, yeah, that's what it looks like. And that doesn't mean it's good.
It doesn't mean it's good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... We learned that.
Okay, so I just hit Barb like at least twice. Took in like huge tokes on Barb.
I
and
need
we're
some
watching,
tokes on Barb.
Yeah, and we're watching Charity and fucking data scientist talk.
Yeah, data scientist.
And he's all like, yeah, I played. Did he say I played professional basketball for
yes.
a year? Yeah.
And then Charity was like, I play professional cheerleading.
Yeah, like I no, she said I did cheerleading competitively.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I'm like, she's in the movie Bring It On.
Yeah, well, Judy just starts singing. She's like, cheerleading competitions.
She wasn't Bring It On.
Woo!
For sure.
Bring It On.
She could have been on that. Can you remember every single fucking character on that team? No, you cannot.
I can remember Kirsten Dunst.
Exactly. She's the main fucking character. There's
yeah.
probably only like four characters on the whole squad that you even like really remember.
It's true.
One of them is Charity.
Oh my god.
That's my theory.
Charity was in Bring It On. That was such a great movie.
Oh god.
What a good movie. Wow. What
yeah.
a time.
Can you honestly say? And maybe she's not on the main team. Maybe she's on one of the competitors' team. Can
yeah.
you honestly say that she's not in that fucking movie?
I cannot honestly say that she's in that she's not in that fucking movie.
Exactly.
You're right. She could
why
be in Bring
she
why
be?
Wouldn't she
competitive
this is a
cheerleader?
Conspiracy. She's a competitive cheerleader. She
yeah.
wasn't Bring It On.
She wasn't Bring It On.
She brought it on.
She brought it on.
She brought I'm not stoned enough.
I'm not stoned enough.
I truly am not.
I'm not
I'm
stoned
not,
enough.
You just keep on like making me more stoned.
Oh
man.
My god.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So what just happened? My god.
Wow. Okay. So what's his face?
Right, Brayden.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But
data scientist got the group date rose.
Yes.
Oh, and Adrian, right. Oh my god, we're so stoned. We're so
yes.
sorry.
It's
listeners.
Adrian. That's the name I was looking for.
So
was
Adrian
like,
was the one who got the MVP.
Yes.
And then
and
he
Adrian,
all of a sudden yeah.
He goes into their like one-on-one time and they do have a good conversation. Like he talks about having a kid.
Right,
a daughter.
Right.
And then
he doesn't say how old the daughter is, though.
No.
I feel like he said earlier that she's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
so young.
Very young.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he basically says, what was it? That like, you know, some people, like, they're treating this whole experience like it's spring
like
break.
Like spring break. And he's and obviously I'm here for Brayden, the right reason. Who, like,
yeah, he's
referring... goofy and plays around. But, like,
yeah.
Brayden, he's 33 and Brayden's 24. Like,
yeah, Brayden's
just,
a kid.
It's
he's
one
just,
of those
He's a
things.
Kid.
It's
he's
one of those things.
Around.
They just get on each, he just gets on his nerves because
yeah.
he's goofing around.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like he's here. Well, like, I don't know if he's 100% here for the right reasons.
I think he's interested in Cherry for sure. But he seems like the kind of person that just kind of goes with kind of energy. He's
yeah.
just like, he wanted to meet her on night one.
Yeah.
They had a connection, a spark right away. And he's like, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Like, I think his intentions are pretty much that. He doesn't
yeah,
seem
pretty
like
much.
He's here for the wrong reasons. Like
no.
That's, and I think that, like, it's not as if Adrian says that to Charity, but
yeah.
him saying guys are here on spring break makes her think, like, oh, they're just, like, you know, playing and having fun and not at work. And, like,
and they don't actually care about me. They're just here.
They're not here for me.
They're
always saying.
They're just here to have fun.
I absolutely, like, fucking laugh every time on every goddamn season of this show.
Yeah.
There's always the Bachelorette being like, you're not here for me. I need people here for me. And, like, I don't
it's
think
like,
the men say
who
it.
Who else are they here for?
I know. I don't
Charity.
Think the men ever say it.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bachelors ever say anyone who's not here for me. Like, I rarely think they say it. Like, it's happened.
I have to think about that.
It's
I
happened.
I have to think about
Actually,
that.
Yeah, you know
yeah.
what? I think that sometimes they've
yeah.
said it if there's been talk of, like, social media followers.
Yeah, for sure, for
yeah,
sure.
They'll be like, here
yeah.
for me.
I
right,
think
right.
so. I
but
think
But yeah, there's
so.
Always
anyway,
all about
yeah.
that. And I'm like, oh my God, why? Who else
Come
are they here
on.
For? Why else
like,
would they be there if they're not into you?
Exactly. Like, they gave up and quit their jobs and their lives
To,
you
like,
know, live in a
fucking
mansion in California and hang out with 29 other people and compete for your heart.
Compete
Who
for
else
your
are they
heart.
Here for? Like, fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah. So, fucking, she does not give Adrian the first impression rose. He's upset.
The group date rose.
Oh, right. Sorry. The group date rose. Brayden
also
is also surprised
obsessed
that
because
he didn't get it.
He's assuming that since he got the first impression rose, that means he's going to get every single other rose and every single all the attention. He has won the game already, and that's not how it works. But
he's a little like he's just a little bit too overconfident.
How it works.
He's a little overconfident. He's young. Like he's just. I don't
Bless
think he's
your
gonna
heart
last brain. That long. I don't think he's
yeah.
gonna last long.
No.
Like, at all.
No.
But yeah, data scientist gets the rose.
Yeah.
I don't even remember his name.
I don't either.
I don't remember, but like, yeah.
He gets the rose.
He gets
Data
the rose.
Scientist.
We don't see her interactions with Van Woodson or Sad Woodson.
Yeah.
And
we
this
don't
other
really
guy,
see a
no
lot
interaction.
Of Van Woodson. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see more of him. I need to see the drama between
I want to see
all of them.
The drama.
Yeah, because the group date is over, but there's still quite a bit of the episode left. 40
What's
minutes
next?
Of the episode.
What?
So that's why I'm thinking that there could be something else other than just
oh.
a fucking cocktail party and rose ceremony. There's
oh.
40 minutes left, Jesse. That's why I was saying there could be another group date or one-on-one.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Oh, my God.
Fashion. Okay, so Charity so far.
This beautiful floral
She's had some good
dress.
Outfits so far.
She's,
it's like,
she's been rocking it. Apart from night one, everything
yeah,
else
wasn't
up to this point has been
dress, but
pretty
yeah.
good.
So she's wearing this like kind of flowy, like kind of boho dress that goes above the knee and like the top of it is kind of like loose and it's like this nice
it's this
floral
long
pattern
sleeve, it's billowy
it's long sleeve
it's
yeah
light.
Wearing, I think she's wearing a belt with
it's
it
it's so summery
yeah and like it's not even summer it's even like a little cooler but you know
yeah.
what I mean not summer
yeah
maybe
well,
it is
very short it's very
short,
short which
she's
is
also wearing these yellow
some,
shoes
yeah.
that kind of match with the yellow in the outfit I
yeah.
love it
and
I
gold
love this
earrings
outfit.
Too it
gold
looks,
earrings
it's
too.
Very well worn
it's
a beautiful outfit
nice
we love it Charity
Okay, so that was actually
wow.
pretty great.
Yeah, that
so
was actually amazing.
We realized that the rest of the episode was actually going to be a second group date because there's still six guys there that didn't get to go on a date at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like, yeah, yeah, there's the group date full of with six people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and one of the things they have to do is like. Tell Charity about their best kiss.
Yeah, because, like, the whole thing is, like, Rachel and Gabby are there.
Right, I forgot
and,
Rachel and Gabby show
and,
up.
And they're doing, like, this whole thing about, like, giving, like breaking the record for the longest kiss in Bachelor history, which is, like, 3.5 minutes. So they ask all these questions about kissing and stuff. And
Everybody
then,
basically has to, no, it's not questions. Everybody has
yes,
to come up and, well, at the end, though, everybody
yeah.
has to come up and talk about what their best kiss was.
Yeah, and then Joey, they
tell a story about other people they've kissed.
Yeah, but Joey knocks it out of the park and, like, you know, makes it into this story about how he's going to kiss Charity and it's going to be the longest kiss. And he obviously wins, and they break the record. They kiss for, like, four and a half minutes. And then he, like, instead of them doing an after-party cocktail party with everybody, it's he gets a one-on-one date.
Like, now.
The boys are pissed.
Like, the boys are pissed. Like, the boys are pissed. They don't get a cocktail party with him, right?
They do not.
That is such a fucking curveball.
I know.
And, like, he's beaming.
I know. And then he kissed again. And, like, yo, they're kissing this audience in front of all the guys. So the guys have to, like, stand there for 4.5 minutes and watch this girl that they, like, you know, make out with their roommate.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's brutes.
So good.
I have to say, though,
love,
like,
this show.
The kiss was a little bit like, it stayed basically exactly the same for the 4.5 minutes.
Well,
there were all these shots of it, and I'm like, it didn't really, like, there's no variety of, like.
But, like, what else are you going to do? There's no variety. 4.5
minutes
kissing.
Oh, that's a long time.
Kissing.
No, what I mean is, like, no variety in terms of the way they were kissing, where their hands were. They always stayed the exact same distance from each other,
yeah,
in the exact same position.
I mean,
it was just a little, like, odd to me. It's a really long time to. The kissing.
I feel
like
if you change the environment too much, it becomes foreplay.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, they were just, like, not moving their bodies at all and just kissing in the same way for 4.5 minutes. Not even moving where their hands were.
Yeah.
I just mean, like, that's just some very, like, stationary kissing for 4.5 minutes.
I guess so.
I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know. Yeah, they were pretty still. Yeah, it was
still
a long makeout.
I mean.
It's just, like, I don't know,
like,
what else I would do.
It.
They seem to have a good time.
They really look like they were into it.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Let's keep watching.
Okay.
I am very confused. I have several questions about
what
just happened.
What just happened?
Okay, so all the guys, I'm
just, like, sitting here. I'm smoking
I'm like, what
then
just the,
like,
actual fuck just
this
happened?
This escalated to a level.
All of a sudden. I'm a little confused about the drama.
The think of Yosef's daughter level, except when you expect it to happen in the near-naked beach spandex volleyball game. It happens during the longest kissing competition.
Right. So the guys come back who were on the group date, and they, it's not even that, like, they're having another date. They're just, like, getting the rest of the night just to hang out together, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, they come back and they're all like, oh yeah, we had to watch Charity and Joey kiss for 4.5 minutes. It really sucked. And then Brayden's like, I wouldn't have watched them. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you watched them. Like,
that's such a disrespect. You can't believe you're okay with that.
Well, at first I didn't understand what he meant, but now I do, actually. Because he said, I can't believe you're okay with it, which made me think, like, what do you mean? They came back and they said it was a bummer to watch.
Yeah.
But what he actually meant was not that. When he said, I can't believe you guys are okay with it, he then follows it up in his interview by saying, I think that that's, like, completely unacceptable. I'm not okay with someone, like, making me do that. I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
I'm packing my bags and leaving.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what?
And I was like, just like, and he literally
gets up. Yeah. He doesn't like the idea of Charity making all the guys watch her break the record for the longest kiss.
Yeah.
That's what he meant when he said,
interesting.
You guys are okay with it.
Yeah.
When they came back and they're like, oh man, it sucks that we didn't get to spend time with her.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe if I'd seen that. He literally said, I wouldn't have watched that. I would have fucking left is basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
He is so like, whoa, what's this sudden like turn?
This is interesting.
This is a really weird turn.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
Brayden's like whole attitude. He's such a wild card.
I don't understand
Brayden.
He's
so unpredictable.
Right now.
I don't.
He's pretty unpredictable.
Yeah.
I didn't see this coming.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Let's keep watching.
Okay.
Okay, so Joey and Charity have their one-on-one time, and I realize it's not an entire one-on-one date, obviously.
It's just like the dinner portion, or there's no dinner even.
Yeah. They get a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Yeah. But you don't eat food on the date.
I would eat charcuterie. It's obviously like if it looks like what it is, you know what I mean? It's not the same as like John Paul Jones
and Tajwan.
John Paul Jones ate this like weird like rubbery chicken thing that looks good on TV. You know what
and
I mean?
That was the best one-on-one date I've ever seen in Bachelor history.
It was so funny.
John Paul Jones almost threw up. Tajwan screamed about a bat.
Yeah.
They ended up in the water. They kissed.
Yeah, he
It was weird.
He ended up, like, you know, eating the food and, like, almost throwing up and, like.
It was wonderful.
Or I think.
It was so strange.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It was great.
But anyway, this was just charcutes. I would eat that for sure.
But
it is what it is.
Charcutes.
It is what it is.
I mean, it's probably terrible charcutes. Do you remember the gray poutine on the Matt James Canada date?
That was weird. Yeah. The weird poutine on that date.
It was offensive.
Yeah, right. But again, like, charcuterie is just how do you fuck that up?
I don't know.
Even the worst is still good.
Maybe.
Even the worst is still cheese and crackers. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I'm not going to turn it down pretty much ever.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't eat the date.
They didn't eat the date. Instead, Joey talked to her about how, oh my God, being probably the first person on Bachelor Nation talking about his divorced parents.
But in a positive way.
Yeah, and then being like, yeah, but I felt a lot of love from both of them the whole time. Like, they broke up because my dad came out as gay, and, like, that's why they're not together. But they both, like, loved me my whole childhood.
And they love each other, and they care, and they care about each other.
And it's like, wow.
And it's like, they
Thank
have a
you.
Super
Thank
healthy
you, Joey.
Relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a wonderfully healthy co-parenting relationship. Joey is a wonderful person.
He seems really well adjusted. Like, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, yeah. His
so
dad
good.
And him are, like, very close. And, like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that it's really nice. And she gives him the rose. And she's not like, I like you. Who cannot like Joey? He's such
Who
a fucking
cannot-
dreamboat.
I want to live in Hawaii with
Joey
and play tennis.
Oh, my,
like,
God. He's
fuck,
a tennis
yeah.
pro who lives in Hawaii. Like, I'm, like... Wow.
My God, Joey.
Wow, Joey.
Joey. Oh, my God.
Okay, bachelor fashion.
Fashion.
So we have two things to discuss. First of all, Van Woodson's sweater.
Oh, my God.
Get it out so we can look at it.
It
Van
is
Woodson's
blue?
Sweater. It's, like, blue and has, like, light blue squiggles all over it.
No, it's light blue with dark blue squiggles.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I love
and
it.
It's
so,
like,
psychedelic.
Grandpa,
blue, dark blue,
like
yeah.
the kind of sweater that Mr. Rogers would wear in his
And, like,
neighborhood,
yeah, the,
you know?
The dark blue is the same as, like, this thick dark blue collar, and he's wearing, like, really light jeans.
It's knitted by grandma.
No, it's not a grandma sweater, but it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I really
yes.
like it. His style is kind of cool right here. And yeah. then we've got, we're going to probably see him in a minute, but we'll comment on it now. Fucking Joey's, like, Hawaiian shirt that's, like, really...
It's very
loud. I was going to say loud as well.
It's very loud. I forget there's a fruit on it, and it's in a neon color.
Yeah,
but
it's, like,
we...
blue and neon red or something. And then we've got fucking Brayden, who's
fucking
just being obnoxious at this point.
He's wearing
Each
velvet. Time we have seen Brayden, he has worn different earrings these episodes. Each of these earrings
yeah,
are
earrings all the time.
Very flashy and look like earrings that, like, my Aunt Brenda would wear.
I actually think
and I mean,
some of them
Aunt
are
Brenda
cool.
can Aunt Brenda can rock the earrings. Can Brayden rock the earrings? No.
I think some of them are better than others, but I don't think he needs to wear them all
oh,
the time.
Oh, I mean, they're all fabulous earrings
yeah.
if they were worn by Aunt Brenda.
I don't know. I don't know what Aunt Brenda looks like in any of these, and... I think the earring thing is kind of cool, but he just doesn't need to do it for every outfit, is what I'm saying.
It's so bad. It's so straight. Anyway,
it's
I don't
much.
Know. It's too
anyway,
much.
Anyway, I love his dark red velvet shirt.
He's wearing this burgundy velvet shirt. The shirt horrifies me.
I love it.
It fills me with terror.
I know you hate velvet.
I don't want to touch him.
I love it so
The earrings make me want to touch
much.
Him less.
Much. Yeah,
his prominent jaw makes me want to touch him less.
God, he's funny. He's funny. Okay, well, he's upset and he's all like, I need to talk to Charity about some things.
Oh, my God.
He's annoying. He's annoying at this point.
I can't
Bye.
Wait. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm a little confused
as
to what just
happened. That
was
really weird.
I'm really quite confused.
Yeah.
So, as usual, we completely misread the Charity Brayden interactions.
Yeah.
We think, even in the last episode, we thought drama
like,
surrounded Brayden. We thought he was leaving.
Yeah.
Even now, we thought he was leaving.
Because he was, like, literally threatening to leave. He's
he
like,
was
if Charity doesn't give
bags.
Me, I'm going to pack my bags.
If Charity
I'm going
to
go.
Say
and I'm like,
what I want her to, what
whoa.
I want to hear,
yeah.
I'm going to leave. So
yeah.
he literally just comes out and says, okay, listen, so. The guys came back from the date, and I have to admit, I doubted your character a little bit because that was a really hard thing for them to go through, and I got worried, and, like, you know, then what does he say?
I forget, but Charity's like, yeah, and she validates everything
Yeah, she's
he
like,
says.
I understand that's hard to really watch. Like, I understand. Like, thanks for being so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And thanks for, like, yeah, like, yeah, being open, and he's just like, yeah, I just wanted to be honest about that, and like she's great with it.
It ends with them like kissing, and they're like, happy. What? And I'm like, oh,
so okay. I would have said like, what do you mean you didn't like? Oh, he said, you know what it is? He also said, he was like, oh, I feel like I was being like lied to. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I'm like, what? Like,
yeah. And that really confused me. It's like, lied to about what?
It's
like,
one thing to say to her. To you? Honestly. Yeah, exactly. It's one thing to say to her. If I had been there and had to see you kiss another guy for 4.5 minutes, that would have been super, super hard for me.
Yeah.
Like, if he has feelings about it, he could just address it like that.
Exactly.
Not be like, I doubted your character.
I know.
I'm surprised she didn't like prickle up at the, you know,
that would have
of
made
that.
Me prickle up.
You know what I mean? Me, like, she had like no fuck? Reaction to that, really, yeah. Which is like very surprising.
Yeah.
Charity and Brayden. What a weird situation.
Ugh, yeah, I don't
so
like
they kiss,
it.
And I'm like, wow.
I don't like it.
Sorry, else you want okay, so fucking Adrian
we
is a fucking troublemaker. Like,
yeah.
So during the last talk, we need to talk about him.
Yeah, Adrian is just...
Yeah, he's annoying. Fuck. Like, so during the last cocktail party or whatever,
yeah.
He told Charity, yeah, some guys are here, what, for the wrong reasons
they're
or something?
Here be,
or
they're here, they're treating him like spring break. And, that
and
was
she
really
held on to that.
Her.
She's really obsessed with, like, handling on to... Literally hanging on to very specific words
I was
and
thinking
using them over
about
and over.
It and trying to put myself in her shoes... And I kind of get it because it's like she's alone. She doesn't have access to her phone. And she's like
or her friends.
Relying on the trust of these guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's very easy. And in the past, that trust has
been
betrayed.
The Bachelorette doesn't have like a phone, right? She can't like go and
search
up any of these people on social media or anything.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. So, and she's just kind of going in like, hoping that these guys are here for the right reasons and not there to become Instagram influencers.
Of course. And that hasn't been brought up yet in the season. And once it is, I'm going to be really fucking happy.
I know,
I'm really going to be happy when it is.
Yeah.
It happens every season. Yeah,
of course.
It happens
more.
Does it happen more on the Bachelor, though? Or
both.
I guess it happens on
both.
Yeah.
Ooh,
followers, whatever.
So yeah, like, it's one of those things. And so she's like... Her walls are built really, really high.
Yeah,
so
I
of
guess,
course she's going
whatever.
To react
she's like,
really strongly
so,
to
so,
whatever.
Yeah. So what's his face? Adrian already like informs her of the fucking spring break thing.
Yeah.
And then again at this cocktail party or whatever. Oh yeah, there's no cocktail party. It's a barbecue.
Yeah.
And not everyone's even talked to her, so that's like unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
But then Adrian talks to her and is all like, "Yeah, I just wanted you to be honest. I just wanted to let you know also like." That Brayden was like saying that you were classless, and disrespectful to the guys for watching us all, like us all watch you kiss, and she just was like classless. I didn't even hear him say classless.
I think he did.
He definitely said I doubted
some
her character.
Mean things.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
some pretty horrible things.
I thought he was leaving.
I thought he said because he kept on saying like, you know, she's gonna do that. I'm gonna pack my bags. I think he did say the word classless.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she.
Yeah.
Is gonna confront him about it. She didn't come back to the rest of the barbecue thing.
No,
yeah,
no,
she's like checked out.
Yeah,
till the rose ceremony.
Till the rose ceremony.
The rose ceremony. Oh. And you know what? It makes sense because we are 1 hour 17 minutes in.
There we
so
go.
Of course, the rose ceremony is about to happen.
We're about to finish this. Okay.
Okay, fashion.
We are about to enter into the rose ceremony.
The rose ceremony is
Charity
happening.
Is wearing this beautiful gold dress.
Like a yellow gold dress.
Yeah, and like the sleeves are off the shoulder, but they're like
dangling.
Glittering things.
They
it's
look
very
like
sparkly.
Little chandeliers. Like,
yeah.
The front is very flattering. It like dips down.
And
it's
it has
like
some really cool patterns in the sparkly
things.
It's
so nice.
It's very
so
good.
Nice.
It's very good. Yeah.
Most of the men's outfits are unremarkable, except I really like Brayden's outfit.
Really? You like the beige suit?
Yeah, I do. It's really different, and I just like it, and I like the black. I don't know. I guess I like Brayden's style. Clearly, I like Brayden's style.
I find it strange.
I know. That's probably why I just like it, because it's strange.
I mean,
it's
yes,
different
it
than
is.
Everyone else's.
It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
I kind of like it. The kind of like light beige like suit. I just think it's cool.
I mean,
it looked like it was linen or something. It's just very. He's. I don't know if he's leaving. Do you think he's going? I think he might be going.
I think he's not. I don't know.
I don't know if he is.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm willing to bet he's not going yet.
I'm very interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So the rose ceremony has ended.
The rose ceremony has ended. Some people went home whose names I don't know, but I kind of remember who they were in my mind.
Yeah.
But, like, I really don't remember, like, their names.
The weird face guy left.
Weird face guy. Spencer. Some other guy. Some other guys. Like, people we hadn't ever, like, really seen Charity talk to at all. Anyway, five people went home. Brayden got picked last. He said something really annoying in his interview. He was like, it's ridiculous that I have to wait, like, for a rose. He's pretty fucking entitled.
That's very entitled. And it's just like, oh, shut the fuck up, Brayden.
It's nice for him to be giddy about how much he likes her. Yeah. But anytime she doesn't choose him first, he's going to throw a hissy fit about it's being chosen. It's just like,
you're
first.
So insecure,
yeah,
dude.
Like, just chill.
Like, this you know what process. You signed up for.
This is a process.
You have to trust the process.
Yeah, so there's going to be, like, crying. Some things are gonna happen. It looks exciting.
Can't wait.
I'm so stoned. It's ridiculous.
I'm tired, you know.
I'm tired as fuck and I'm stoned as fuck.
This is
perfect. Gotta stop this.
We gotta stop this.
Thank you so much for listening to this nightmare segment. This fucking show while
this fucking stoned.